The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 7. Ignorant of all this, the animals continued sleeping on the mountain of the dragon around their master, who slept the sleep of the dead. It was about an hour after the marshal had committed his crime and led away the princess that a very large bumblebee settled on the muzzle of the rabbit. The rabbit, completely wrapped in sleep, passed his paw over his nose and chased away the pest. But the bumblebee came a second time and sat down on the same spot. The rabbit, still completely asleep, chased it away a second time. Then the bumblebee came again a third time, and this time, not content to tickle the rabbit's nose with his feet, stung him with his stinger. "Yow!" said the rabbit, awakening. Once awakened, the rabbit woke the fox. The fox woke the wolf woke the bear, and the bear woke the lion. But when the lion saw that the princess had gone and that his master's head was not connected to his body, he let out a terrible roar and cried, "Bear, what has happened, and why didn't you wake me?" "Wolf, what has happened?" demanded the bear. "And why didn't you wake me?"
"Fox, what has happened?" demanded the wolf. "And why didn't you wake me?"
"Rabbit, what has happened?" demanded the fox. "And why didn't you wake me?"
And as the rabbit had no one to question, he was certain that the anger of the other four animals would fall upon him. They all wanted to kill him, but he bowed his head sadly and said to them, "Don't kill me. I know a small wood upon a little hill where the root of life grows. A person who puts some of this root in his mouth is cured of all illnesses, and all his wounds heal. And if his body is separated into two pieces, you only have to put some of this root in his mouth and put the two pieces together, and they rejoin.
"And where is this wood?" asked the lion.
200 leagues from here," responded the rabbit.
"I will give you 24 hours to go and return," growled the lion. "Go now and bring back a fat piece of that root."
The rabbit set off running with all his strength, and at the end of 24 hours he returned with a root the length and shape of a beet. The lion said to the bear,
"You, who are so good with your paws, adjust the head of our master, while I hold him up so that the rabbit, standing on the shoulders of the wolf, can place the root in his mouth."
The four animals went to work with great passion because they loved their master with all their hearts, and they were filled with joy when the rabbit put the root of life in his master's mouth, and his head rejoined his body, his heart began beating, and his life returned to him. One fear remained, that the head would not stick. So the fox tickled Gottlieb's nose with the tip of his tail. Gottlieb sneezed, and the head didn't budge. The operation had been a success. Then the hunter asked his animals what had happened to the princess, and what could possibly have kept them from noticing. The animals told him what little they knew without hiding their error, and in the end, their devotion redeemed them. All of a sudden, the rabbit cried out in terror, turned to the bear, and said, "Clumsy beast, what have you done?" The bear looked at Gottlieb and fell over backward. He had reconnected the head, but in his fervor, he had put it on in reverse, such that the hunter had his mouth facing back and the back of his head over his chest. Luckily, the lion had ordered the rabbit to bring back a good-sized root, and the rabbit, as we have seen, had followed these orders. The bear took the silver sword, which was as sharp as a razor, and sliced the air. The fox, who was as nimble as a monkey, helped the bear by guiding the blade along the line where the hunter had already been cut. The head came off neatly with the lion supporting it, and this time, with much greater care than the first, they replaced it properly, at which point, thanks to the root of life, the head reconnected immediately.